My name is Corey Phillips. It's not open here. It really isn't. You know, it's, to me, it's really no gray line here. You know, it's like everything is one totally one-sided here, you know, in Syracuse.
How so?
For instance, when I first moved here, I got arrested for jaywalking. I mean, just walking across the street, you know, and the ID I had at the time, because I'm not from Syracuse, they held me downtown for 3 days.
For jaywalking?
Yeah, for 3 days for jaywalking. And since then, you know, I've really seen a lot of things go on here, you know, that is not right about Syracuse. To be honest, this is literally the most inbred city I've ever been in, really. It's like more or less, everybody knows everybody here, you know. It's so small. Open city, far from that.
So you think it's not very welcoming to people?
No,
from the outside?
It isn't. It's pretty much just one-sided, you know. It's bad here, it really is, you know. A lot of these laws that you know, that go on here isn't right, you know. The justice system is really bad here. It really is. I don't want to sound, you know, like, pretty much basically, it's hard being black here. It really is, you know, job-wise, you know, social-wise. It's very bad here. I believe that, you know, someone needs to look into their justice system here, you know, how they do things, because what they do is so, so bad. They have this thing that, you know, the prosecutors are not supposed to stack the deck against you, you know, for prior crimes. They do it anyway, you know. And a lot of people here, you know, they really do get the short end of the stick, you know, on both sides of the fence, you know. But mainly, you know, with my peers, you know, I'm 34 years old, and I see the younger generation really going through it more and more and more. I'm looking at more like, you know, the justice system, you know, how they profile people, you know. It's really bad, you know.
So you're a suspect, though.
Yeah, automatically, I'm just a suspect, and that's really bad, you know. And actually, I'm kind of cool with a couple, you know, with a few police officers here, you know, even a few judges, you know. And it's just real bad, you know. It's just real bad here. Madam Mayor, you need to come through the city. You know, just be one of the jovial individuals, you know, just come through, get to know the people, you know. Don't just talk about, you know, what you're going to do. I mean, most of the people that I know, they've never even met her, you know. Come into the city, you know, get to know your community of, you know, who you're representing, you know what I'm saying? You can't just talk. Yeah. You know, you do have to interact. You have to. And one thing I've seen since I've been here, I've never seen, you know, the no mayor, like, really interact, you know, with, to just get out the car, you know, and, hey, how you fellas doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, wow, the mayor, hey, you know, talk, you know? Don't look at people like, you know, no, I don't want to talk to them, you know, get out the car and talk, you know? Don't make us feel like we're suspects, you know. I think if the mayor, if she really, you know, interacts with the community, you know, things will change. It's going to take time, you know.
What do you think the community should do?
Stand up more for what they believe in. Fight for what they really believe in. Try to get these drug dealers out of here, you know. I mean, it's always going to be drugs and, you know, things like that. I mean, it's inevitable. But, you know, senseless crimes, I believe that the community needs to really, you know, buckle down on that, you know. Get more of a neighborhood watch than more than what they say it is, you know. Because the neighborhood watches that I only know of is, like, more or less out in, like, Mattydale, places like that. Why can't it be in this, you know, inner city? We need that more. We really do need that. Mm-hmm. I live on the west side right now.
Yeah,
I live on the west side. So, I mean, it's mixed up. All the neighbors are isolated. You know, when it's so bad that, you know, a couple of feet, you know, oh, I don't like that person from this side of town. I don't like that. Come on. And y'all family, you know, because one person lives on one side of the town, that means that you can't go visit somebody. That's ridiculous, you know. I'm pretty much known, you know, a little around. I get along with everyone. Everyone gets along with me. You just gotta, you know, start. The boundaries gotta be cut, you know. I mean, people just really need to start taking initiative, you know, stand up for what they believe in. I believe Syracuse would be a beautiful city, you know, if people, you know what I'm saying, you know, if they start venturing out, you know, getting to know other people, then just staying in their neighborhoods, you know, things like that, you know. I'm a dreamer, you know. I mean, I love all races, you know. To me, it's just one blood, honestly. It really is. It's one blood.